there is a power of God on the inside to see people well. That's my desire, that's your desire, that's God's desire, is to see people well, to see people healed. And so that's what we're going to be getting into over these next 10 days.
It's time for you to stop trying to get healed and to start living in divine health. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons for a brand new series, 10 Days of Healing, and hear how to renew your mind to good health.
Hello, everybody. We're Pastor George and Terry Pearsons. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Terry, it is so good to be on this broadcast.
Nice to see you, Mr. Pearsons.
Nice to see you too,
Mrs.
Pearsons.
Nice to be here with you. It's good to join you for this opportunity to share the word together on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
That's right. We've had a lot of opportunities to share since we were married 34 years ago.
On 35, and don't forget that 35 is coming up.
We have known each other for a long, long time. We met at Oral Roberts University in 1975. We got engaged shortly after that. And then
Terry, very quick work.
Then Terry brought me home to meet the parents, and it started from there, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
You were
the first little stray that they let me keep.
I think I was the first Yankee that ever came to Texas, or at least it felt like that back then. But no, this has been just a thrill to be in this family. I'm so thankful for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. They asked us to do these 2 weeks of broadcasts, and the Lord has given us specific direction about it. But something I wanted to mention, too, before we get into this is the fact that, and maybe you don't realize this, but Terry Copeland Pearsons was the first producer of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You know, even as we're talking right now, we're showing pictures of you
right now.
They're seeing pictures of you and your dad and the TV crew
lots of fuzzy hair
from back then. But you know, one of the things that attracted me to you at ORU, one major thing, of course, was your beauty.
Careful now, international television.
And your beauty still attracts me.
Oh, okay.
But the other thing was...
And your beauty attracts me too,
yeah,
sweetie.
Whatever. And so, one of the things, though, that really did impress me, and I think that's the reason I was... My heart was attracted to yours is because of what I heard you preach and what I heard you say and the things that you and I would sit down and share about with the Word of God. I remember the day that I first discovered at ORU Mark 11:23, and I took it to Terry, and she was so sweet to me. I remember her looking at me, and I said, Terry, look at this, Mark 11:23. I just found this scripture. She went, yeah. Well, you've known that scripture for a long time, haven't you?
I had heard it a couple of times.
Well, and that's why I'm so glad that she and I have this opportunity to be with you. Thank you, Kenneth and Gloria, for allowing us this honor to be on the broadcast. And we have a very specific assignment for these 10 days. You know, as I was praying over the broadcast, Terry, this came to me right away in the same way that the Lord spoke to me when we began the 10 Days of Prosperity, a year or so ago. He spoke to me immediately when I found out that we were going to be doing this broadcast and that we were to do 10 days of healing. 10 days of healing. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to begin a study over these next 2 weeks of healing. And I know that you need to call someone and let them know. If you have a friend that is in need of healing, call them. Let them know these broadcasts are on. Need to go back to KCM.org rather and watch the broadcast over and over again. And once again, Terry, we have our notes that are available to all of you. You can go to KCM.org, download these notes. You can actually be going through this series with us as we talk over these next 2 weeks. But there is such a there is a power of God on the inside to see people well. That's my desire. That's your desire. That's God's desire, is to see people well, to see people healed. And so that's what we're going to be getting into over these next 10 days. 10 days of healing.
That's awesome.
Praise God.
Let's get going.
Are you ready to start?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. We're looking at our notes here. And again, you can get yours on kcm.org. But Terry, first of all, and again, these notes, so many of what has been written down here, I've learned from you. I've learned from Kenneth. I've learned from Gloria. I've learned from the teachings that I've heard over the years, and just put all of this together so that we can study it in a scripture-by-scripture systematic way in order to learn how to lay hold of our healing, the healing that we need in our bodies. So I began here with, Terry, this threefold purpose to this series. And I gave three reasons for why we are studying this. The first one, and we'll go back over this, but number one is to invest our time. Number two is to renew our minds to good health. And number three is to receive our healing. So I am believing God that there are going to be people all over the world over these 2 weeks that are going to be receiving their healing. As we said before, we're going to have a worldwide healing service over the next 2 weeks. And so let's take a look at these and just jump in here anytime, Pastor Terry. First of all, to invest our time. That scripture, what does that scripture say? Romans 10, 17?
Oh, what does that?
That's your cue.
Oh, faith for healing comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God about healing. That's not the way the scripture actually reads. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But to bring it down specifically, bring it on home, faith for healing comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God about healing.
Right, exactly. So that faith is developed the more we hear about it.
You know, I think I want to add to that one quick, this not only hearing the word of God about healing, but hear healing in the word of God. I've gotten healing from scriptures that didn't have the word healing in them. Mm-hmm. We'll have a lot of scriptures that do, but begin to listen for healing. Brother Hagin said one time, he said, you can look up any scripture in the Bible. He said, I can look at any scripture in the Bible and find healing in that, through that passage somewhere. When it talks about God's goodness, I hear healing.
That's good.
It talks about His benefits, I hear healing.
Yeah.
So if we'll put on our ears to hear about healing, we're going to hear it this week.
You know, you were speaking about Oral Roberts. We went to school there, and over the years, we've had an opportunity to have a relationship with him. And one of the things that he told me some years ago in a private conversation we were having, he said, pastors are afraid to repeat their messages to their congregations because they think their congregations are going to get bored. He said, people don't get it until they hear it at least seven times.
Wow.
So that's why we are investing time into this study in order to develop that mindset of being healed in our bodies. I remember one time reading about this, there was a man that went up to Brother Hagin. And he said, it was a pastor at one of Brother Hagin's meetings. He said, Brother Hagin, when are you going to move on to something else beside Mark 11, 23? And Brother Hagin looked at him and said, when you get it. So we have to hear it over and over and over again. And that is the principle of total immersion, being totally immersed in this word. But you know, you were talking to me even this morning about going into these broadcasts. We only have a half an hour to do this. So how do we get totally immersed in the Word of God?
Well, totally immersed is to be totally submerged. So there's immersion and then there's total immersion. But to give your attention to it, like it's really important to have messages that you're listening to on CD or on television, reading your scripture or putting scriptures around you so that it's in your eyes, in your ears all the time, putting it in your conversation one with another, and excluding the other things that are a drain. That's how you immerse yourself in healing or anything else for that matter.
So really, this is just a starting point for people who are believing for their healing. You know, in their notes, Terry, I wanted to mention that we have a sheet that has, I call it additional resources. And these are a listing of books, CDs, there's a brochure in here, music, all of these things we have available at Kenneth Copeland Ministries that you are able to access and to order and to focus on your healing and to get totally immersed. Yeah. You can watch this broadcast, but then to be able to take a set of CDs. For instance, you and I are listening to a set right now by your dad called Healing, It's Always God's Will. And I'm not sure, but I've been listening to this, and I'm not sure. It sounds like he taught this on a broadcast. I have to go back and listen again.
Maybe.
But he may have been teaching that on a broadcast.
Probably.
But that's available to you as well. So to become totally immersed in this, to the fact where you do no longer see yourself being sick, but you see yourself walking on the Word, being whole and being healed and being completely free of whatever it is that you are dealing with. So we're investing our time. Number two, we're renewing our minds. Let's look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. To renew your mind to healing. To renew your thinking to the healing power of God on the inside of you. We have to experience a change in our belief system where this is concerned, because the world is preaching sickness. The world is preaching disease. It's flu season. Flu season is coming up. Well, in the body of Christ and on the Word of God, we do not submit to flu season. We do not subject ourselves to that. So, Terry, if you would, read Romans 12 from the Amplified Translation, starting in verse 1. Let's look at that.
I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties, means every part, as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well, I like that, well-pleasing
oh, that's
to God.
Good. Well.
Not just really pleasing, but be well. Present your body so it can be well. To God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship.
Yeah.
Do not be conformed to the world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed by the entire renewal of your mind, its ideals and attitude, so you may prove for yourselves what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Now, there are two things in that I particularly saw. First of all, in the King James, it says, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Present your bodies, your body, your physical body. So I present my body as a sacrifice to God, holy and acceptable to Him. And I'm not conformed to this world, but I'm transformed, or I'm completely changed by the renewing of my mind. I remember, Terry, before coming to ORU, I was of the mindset, because I came out of a church that really wasn't strong about healing, walking in the healing power of God. And it really was not until I heard, first of all, Brother Roberts preaching, and then your dad teaching, that it was truly the will of God for me to be healed. Now, we're going to talk about that tomorrow, God's will for us to be well. But I did not realize that it was His will for me. I didn't have that mindset. When I went to ORU, I believe it was during the first partner seminar that Brother Roberts had. I remember as a student going into that Mabee Center on a Sunday afternoon, and he was holding a healing service, and I was so excited because this was my first healing service to experience with Oral Roberts. And as a student, I went up there to that section higher than where the partners sat, and I had my Bible, my notebook, and he taught a sermon that day, if you need healing, do these things. I still have those notes. It meant that much to me because I wanted my mind renewed. I needed my mind renewed. And not only was my mind being renewed to the healing power of God, my mind was being renewed to the baptism with the Holy Spirit. The longer I was there, the more I saw it is God's desire for me to be well. And then I started listening to your dad's tapes. When we first met, your dad said to me, I want to send you my Bible course, and he ended up sending me every tape he had. And in those tape series, there was one on healing.
Even in 1976, that was a lot of tapes.
That was a lot of tapes. And so my mind was being renewed. My mind was being transformed. I was being conformed to the image and the will of God. And so it is God's determination. I present my body as a living sacrifice to Him. I give that to Him. And there's something here about this concerning the will of God. It is God's determination for us to live in health. Over the years, as you've had various positions here in the ministry, I have as well. And one of the responsibilities I had many years ago, and it was my first actually, and that was to start the in-house art department. Early on, 1978, I would listen, go on the road and listen to what your dad was saying. We'd come back and we'd put these articles together. And there was a time in 1978 that your dad was preaching on this particular topic about healing. And this is the actual, we'll show it to you, but this is the actual Believer's Voice of Victory from August of 1978. And I remember doing this cover. And he had heard a word from the Lord, and God said, I want my people well. Now, this was adding to the renewal of my mind. Brother Copeland heard from the Lord, I want my people well. And then he said this, my people are not the sick trying to get well. They are the healed, and Satan is trying to steal their healing from them. And I know that that transformed my life. You remember when he said that? You remember when he was talking about that, preaching about that? And so we have to realize and understand God wants you well. He wants you well. But you need to take the time to renew your mind to these things. So that was the second purpose of this study. The third one is to receive our healing.
To receive.
Not only does God want you well, Terry and I want you well. That's what our heart is for our congregation. We want to see the people of our congregation walk in the health of God. We want to see our people in our congregation walk in the prosperity of God. And so it is God's will for us to be well. So we're going to receive our healing. Make a couple of comments on some of these points here, Terry, that I have under that one about receiving our healing.
Let's see what you have written out. Receiving our healing has nothing to do with God's willingness to heal. Jesus said to the man there at the pool of Bethesda, He said, will you be made whole? That's not a do you want to, it's a will you. So that really makes it clear that receiving is not about God's part, It's about our part. Will you receive this? You have to determine. I've heard Dad say before to people who had been given a very bleak report from the doctor. And he said this too to people even without them being sick, but said them, if you ever face that, you have to make a consecrated decision. I am going to live. I am going to receive. I am the healed, and I am going to live.
Yes.
Especially when there are a lot, everything else around you is screaming something other than that. So will you be made whole? Will you do it? He didn't ask him, do you want to? Sure, want to. Or some people like to coddle their sickness. And so Jesus is not leaving any room for us to keep our pet sickness, for the attention, for the laziness. It's easy to be sick, but he said, will you? It has everything to do with our capacity to receive the work that Jesus has already completed. And that capacity is increased. We have much to do with it, but it's by design. If you will hear, if you will do what God tells you to do, if you will give yourself, yield your, when it says make your body a consecration, what does that mean? You're going to have to do some things that your body would rather get up and go do something else.
Yeah.
You know, you have to listen. You have to hear. You have to put other things aside. You may have to make some changes that are uncomfortable and you don't want to make. But will you do it?
Yeah.
And he said that if we would do those things, our capacity for receiving the healing of God and the power of God then increases.
That's right. Terry, in these last few moments of the broadcast, and what we're going to do every day is, as we finish up the teaching portion of the broadcast, we're going to pray the prayer of faith with you. And we're going to believe God with you. Each one of these days, we're going to release our faith where the healing of your body and the healing of others that you may have watching this broadcast are concerned. But let me finish up with this as we begin to move into our prayer time.
Well, we still have a couple of minutes, I think, before that.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go for it then.
Well, I wanted this verse 2 in Romans. We talked about the first part, but don't be conformed to the world. I think the most important point out of that is not just don't do it the way the world does, but it's the mindset of the world. The world is so double-minded, and the world has the wrong idea about God. The world is the one that'll throw a huge shadow of doubt. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. That's passed away. God doesn't do that anymore. You messed up. You, all those things, whereas that's not what the Word says. So if we look to what God's Word says and not the mindset of the world, we just can't consider that. So I thought that was
good.
And I like that, you did in Matthew 13 about that healing conversion.
Matthew 13 in verse 15, "For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see." And I added this in here, see God's Word about healing with their eyes, hear God's Word about healing with their ears, and should understand God's Word about healing with their heart, and should be converted to God's Word about healing, and I should heal them.
Notice it says that lest their eyes they have closed. That's the spirit of the world.
Yeah.
They've turned God out. Get God out of the schools. Get God, I mean, some churches have gotten God out, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the spirit of the world. And
exactly.
That's what we don't want to be a part of. So as we prepare to pray for them, and the prayer of faith, you can receive, and your capacity is going to increase every day that we're talking about healing. But receive what you can. The capacity you have today, as you get ready to pray for them, they can receive today, and we'll just, every day, they're going to receive
more and more. Now, verse 16 of that says, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your eyes, they hear."
Your ears,
for they hear. So, Terry, why don't you pray? Let's release faith right now for the healing of this congregation.
Well, 1 Peter 2:24 says, "By His stripes," or by the work of the cross, "you were healed." We'll be elaborating on that as we go further, but that for you to know today, this is the first point of healing, for you to take it today and believe it without questioning.
That's right.
You were healed. Jesus has already done it. So I want you to just open your heart and without questioning, receive this. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our friends. We pray for our partners. We pray for every person in the sound of our voice right now. And Lord, we sink our faith into the Word of God that says, by Jesus' stripes, by the work of the cross, we were healed. We lift up every person and ask now, Lord, that that healing power provided at the cross would move in their bodies and bring healing and restoration, correction, renewal, miracles in Jesus' name, to remove everything that's from the curse and to flood them with the life of God, the healing life of the love of God in their bodies now in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We're off to a good start. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Terry and I will be right back. You stay with us.
He sent His Word and healed them. He forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. By His wounds, you were healed. It has always been God's plan for His people to be healthy, According to Hebrews 13:8, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, so His will is still for you to be well. The Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is designed to build and strengthen your foundation and understanding of God's promises for you. Your 10-day spiritual action plan contains scripture cards to use everywhere you are, worship music that opens your heart to receive, healing confessions on CD for planting the word in your heart, morning and evening devotions to build your faith, and bonus teaching messages from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on DVD. Learn God's promises and know His will for you. Divine health is yours. Walk in it today. God desires for you to live your life in perfect health. To help you learn more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, now for just $15. This foundational teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland shows you what the Word has to say about your health and will give you the tools you need to leave sickness and disease behind you forever. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, go to kcm.org. While online, you'll also find other products, tools, and resources to help you walk in divine health.
On the broadcast today, we talked about being totally immersed in the Word of God about your healing. And the Healing and Wellness 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan is a way to do that. You can take this. You know, I have heard from people here at our ministry who have taken this very same program. They've gone through it and have experienced tremendous results. So start your year off healed and get into this, praise God. And you've got something else there too, don't you, Terry?
Well, George, we're doing everything we can to get healing to our friends and partners and everyone that wants it. We have this pamphlet called You Are Healed. Now, we give these out in healing school and other places when we pray for people. This will help you not only establish your faith in the Word of God where healing is concerned, but it also gives you some directions on how to stand for your healing in between the asking and the there it is.
That's right.
So you can call or write and ask for this, but you can also go to kcm.org and download it as a PDF. The other thing we have for you are meetings. We want you to go to the meetings. Set time aside to be with us, like in Branson, Missouri. We'll be there March 8th through the 10th. And the other meetings that you've heard us tell about on the broadcast, you can go online and look. But we talk about the Word of God and the healing power of God so we can get it to you. So for more information, go to kcm.org.
Now, join us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about God's will is healing. This is Pastor George and Terry Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Don't miss Kenneth Copeland Ministries' Thanksgiving weekend special. Save 25% off your online order November 25th through 28th. Go to my.kcm.org and use the coupon code SAVEME25. Be sure to take advantage of this great offer on all KCM books, Bibles, CDs, DVDs, and more.